אנחנו נערב שבס, פרשס כיסובוי, עניין הביקורים, אלשך הקודש, and many of the קדמוינים, דיסקוס פעריכס, את החשיבס הביקורים. זה דובר נפלא, that חזל gave a bigger חשיבס to ביקורים, than כמעט all the mitzvahs that rise. Marshal, al pi din, a person, the Gemara in Kedushin brings down that even the din of Nei Seva Tokum, which is a mitzvah deraisa, for Zokim, for Talmud Chochem, so Bali Malocha, people that work, they don't get up. They're potter from getting up. For Talmud Chochem. Again, today it's different, it's Portan Reb Moshe and other Gedolei HaPoskim, that today the whole work day is different than it used to be. It used to be if you had a job, you were schir yoim, every minute is accounted for. So plus if you weren't allowed to, in the middle of the day, you weren't allowed to be mafsik. You couldn't greet people. You weren't allowed to greet people in the middle of the day because you're taking time from your employer. Right? I mean, it's more chomer, just listen to this, it's more chomer when you're a working person to say good morning than to be mafsik in Krishna. Krishma bein ha-prokim, zech shalom ne'achovet. In Krishma, you're allowed to be mafsik. Right? Bein ha-prokim, ne'achovet, ne'ahiro, and by prayer or not. The only exception to the rule is mevi'ei bikurim. And the Gemara says, bo yu'ei, kama chaviva, this is the gewaldige mitzvah from bikurim, that mipnei mevi'ei ha-oimdim, that you stand up for the people that bring Bikurim. You don't stand for Talmud Chochem if you're middle of working, you don't stand up. The shaila is why. And even the Dechi of the Gemara is also, it's almost a bigger kasha. The Gemara brings down another pshat, could be it's not Kama Gedoyla. The Gemara brings down, there's a different cheshbon. Kedei Shaloi Lachshilon Losed Lovah. You want to encourage the Mevi'ei Bikurim that they should fight to bring Bikur. By standing up for them, you're encouraging them, Kilo. You're making them feel good to bring Bikurim. For them, for that it's Kedai. Yeah, but Hogu for Kasha. Why are you more worried by this mitzvah than by any other mitzvah? By other mitzvahs, we don't say, we're worried, L'Shaloi L'Achshilam L'Osid L'Avim. The emes in the halachas of Zloim, last night we were learning Taka Agoyz Aleitzim. We were learning about Chala, Afroshos Chala, Matnasanim. So we know that Bikurim is not even Madbil, which means Bikurim doesn't even make the rest of the field also Bachile. If somebody doesn't bring Bikurim, Vosheshen Givendo, he's Mavak Lomitzeh. So he doesn't bring Bikurim. His field is Mutu Ba'anoye. No, not one fruit in that field is also Ba'achile. He's Mevatel L'mitzvah Zaseh. Sachako. So without seeing what Chazal tell us, we would think Bikurim would be on the scale of mitzvahs, Hatluyos Ba'aretz, on the bottom of the bottom. Azei Voltman Getracht. That's what one would think. Trumas Amaisus, I'm more afraid somebody should not be Mafis Trumas Amaisus. For that, it's a Chiv Misa. It's a Tevel. Nay, Bikurim is the king. Bikurim is the Spitz Mitzvah. Zok the Alshach HaKodesh. You look in Sefer Bereishis, what does Chazal tell us? Why was the world created? Briyas Olam. Why was the world created? Bishul HaTorah, that we understand. Without Torah, there's nothing. Bishul HaTorah Shenikoreshes. Bishul Yisrael Shenikoreshes. Ubishul Bikurim. After Alshach HaKadosh, Bikurim, the whole world, that's the Gan Sabriya, for Bikurim. So it's a Pela Nifle. It always bothered me to be Moisif to the Alshach's Kasha, that if Bikurim is Taka Sochosh, and this week's Pasha, the Sifri, Asay mitzvah zu shebishvilut ikonis lachetz. You should do this mitzvah, because in the schar of this mitzvah, you're going into Eretz Yisrael. This mitzvah is going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah the chazei choshev. Why is it taka not matbil? Why does bikurim taka not ask for the rest of the field if you don't bring bikurim? Why taka not? If it's so choshev. And we're so afraid of being machshel osad lovay. And all the zachen, the ganze welt ba shaven fale. And the whole knesset Eretz Yisrael is the schus of bikurim. So why taka is your whole field mutar b'ano if you don't bring bikurim? Should be also taka. Taka should be also until you bring bikurim. Hazeva gadam zayin. Should be also until you bring bikurim. B'davka nitazay. B'davka not like that. B'davka by bikurim it's not matbul. I'll tell you even a bigger chiddush. This is not muskim dike chiddush, but it's a chiddush. That's found in some of the rishonim. That Tzitz Eliezer brings us down in his Shuvas. There are some who held that Bikurim is only an obligation once from every field. You know what I'm telling you? Yizicha didn't think that way till today, right? And you don't have to think like that tomorrow either. It's a day. But there is such a day in the Rishonim. Shteitnish, you could go through Gantz Masech, Espeya, Bavli, Yerushalmi, there's no Bavli on it, but you could go through Bavli all over, wherever quotes Bikurim. You could go through the Yerushalmi and Bikurim. You're not going to find anywhere Mefurish, when do you bring Bikurim? Every season. Every Pashtus you learn every year. As if a statement, right? Once a year. Doesn't say it. Statenisht. Doesn't say. Reishis. The first fruit. What is it? First fruit of what? So some hold that you got a field. You yash in the field. You put it. This is your field. One time. The very first fruit that you have from this field is Bikurim. And that's it. That's it. Again, Viter, I'm stressing to you. I'm not telling you that's the halacha. But I'm telling you how it's not matbil. There's no shear. And according to some, you bring it once. And yet, it's the most important. The whole world was created. What's to say? What's to say? That's the Marafi Sikha. The Marafi Sikha. So I'm going to tell you what the Al Shach HaKadosh brings out. But really, if you're mimic in it, if you delve into it, I'm going to share with you an unbelievable stipler in Shmois, in the Birchas Peretz. You say Godel Mo'ed. You said Gadol Mo'ed, that connects to this idea that we'll have a better understanding what's the lekach of Bikurim. And could be that's why it's dafka, not matbil. B'chas is showing that this should be bottle, that somebody shouldn't bring it, it's the worst thing. And that's why, taka, there's a din kadesh lo achshil and lo siglovay, that oim din mepnei mevi'ei Bikurim. The shaila is, I was giving a shiur in Rambam Luchos Tshuva last night to the older chabura, and we were talking about every chet. What's the makor of chet? If you had to take one nekuda, if you had to take one dot, one point, and say, okay, that is the source of all chet, what would that source be? So the emes is that the source of all chatoim is gezel. Does Og Nachisht, does Og the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says that every chet is abzrayu of gezel. Because Hashem out somewhere, it's Hashem's world. You're living in Hashem's world. And Hashem gave rules and mitzvahs to live in this world. When you wake up in the morning, you're breathing Hashem's air before you even put something in your mouth. So now Hashem gave rules and mitzvahs. He blessed us with mitzvahs. And now, if you're not Isaac in those mitzvahs, comes out that your whole contract of living in this world, you're a gaz. Bistach a gaz. So, Dr. Chofetz Chaim, that's why by Nile, what do you talk about? Kessel. Which Jews, Chofetz Chaim used to say, which Jew has gzeil in his pocket by Nile? Nila, when you're flying in the sky, you should be mechaben that my Shema Yisrael, remind that my Shema Yisrael should be on a higher madrege. The special tefillah we have by Ni'ila, that's only by Ni'ila. We don't have that tefillah anywhere else. Atanoisin Yad Lapoishim, it's only by Ni'ila. What does that tefillah say? Leman nechdal me oishek yadeinu. Oishek is gzela. Frech the Chofetz Chaim. Vel halt geneva in tash by Ni'ila. Who's holding on to geneva by Ni'ila? That's from all the Avedas. So the Chofetz Chaim says, any chet that you're still holding on to is oishek. Any chet. Because you're living in Hashem's world. Your Lashon Hara is oishek. Machos Asuris is oishek. Maris Asuris is oishek. Everything is oishek. So if you had to pick one point, oishek. But now let's go deeper. And let's analyze deeper. And what makes a person be a gazlan? You're a gazlan. Who's a gazlan? So all these people, all the various people, I don't rob banks, I don't steal, I don't shoplift. The teretz is svelte in the hakoras hatoiv in the bayim shalel. We're not makir, that's the yisait. Avad chashom hagazlan. It's the chmaine. It's yours. So really the source of every chet, tif, eft gzela. Taka, what's the makor of tshuva? Vidui. Where's vidui found? Hashem Zeles. The source of tshuva, the Rambam says, is vidui. And where is Parshas vidui? By Zela. So it's all Zela. What makes a person be a gazel? Not a gazel. Loshen hara, a gazel. Staka. Pshat is the recognition that Koros HaTeva as this is the Eibush Tzvelt. Kizeh kol odam. Once you makar that, everything else is clear. If you just, how many times are you there from a biyankif? Das doch der Eibisht des Welt. It was so, stam, I'm left with them, it's a different world. If you live with that, it's a different world. It's completely a different world. That's the Yisrael of Bikur. For Nisav Amatel Zog Chazal She'eni Kofu Tev. That's what Bikurim is all about. It's not the Bikurim itself. All the Rishonim explain. The Koichi Voitzim Yodi, the feeling of independence, the feeling of yourself as being I am, is felt in the Reishis Pri Adomo. That's it's expressed. That's how you feel your Reishis Pri Adomo. It's always like that. Every guy remembers the first car they drove. You felt a certain bilus. This is my car. This is my car. This is. You feel like you, there's a certain. You all of you that have had that feeling already know the feeling. It's a certain bilus. It's chmeine. And that's Bikurim. So Bikurim is not for itself. Bikurim is not matbil because Bikurim is not. I'm taking this fruit for that fruit to be matter that fruit. It's on the gavre. I'm taking Bikurim for myself. That's why the Lashon is v'lokachto. The Chidah has the kasha, the Chassam Sofer has the kasha. Why is v'lokachto? It's not v'lokachto. You're giving. The side of Bikurim is v'al nisa v'amato she'eni kof v'tev. Amakir, this is Hashem's world. Amakir is Hashem's world. That's the side of Bikurim. That's why there's no din Shemir Koina. When you varnis of Amato, you can't be Yetzir with Shemir Koina. Why not? Why no Shemir Koina? Because HaKoros HaTov has to come from yourself. Like the Avudram says, famous Avudram, that's why Moedim the Rabbanon, you have to say yourself. That's the Yisrael of Mitzvah Bikurim. Listen to an unbelievable Birchas Peretz, the Stipel. The Stipel comes, says, Ein Gemor Sanhedrin. what an uptight she gives in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Beis, says, it sounds like a very shver, very, very shver. Kol Adam She'em Boi Das Osur L'Rachim Olav. You hear a Lashon HaGemara? A person who has no Das, you're not allowed to have Rachmanis on him. A pasuk in Yeshaya. The guy doesn't have to ask. You shouldn't have rachmanis on him. Rabbi Yankov always used to say, "The gress the rachmanis on me on the das. If you have das, you have everything. If somebody has das, he has everything. If somebody has no das, I deal with people that are." Multi-millionaires, they have no seichel. And they have nothing. They have nothing. Their life is all one big mess. Either they don't have seichel, they don't live out b'seichel, doesn't matter, what's the difference? They have nothing. As Mahotan, if you don't have seichel, you have nothing. The biggest oni is a person without das. The biggest money. When I grew up, the wealthiest person I knew was Rabbi Yankov, the Gres, the Pikeach. He was the wealthiest person I knew. Pashut. Not Rabbi Musel. Stop. I looked at him. He has everything. Rabbi Yankov has everything. He understands everything around him. He's enlightened. He's the wealthiest person. Person without das is the biggest Rachmanes. So when you read the Gemara simply, it sounds like Nebuch, you have somebody, he's a chvase, he has a syndrome, Nebuch has no das. So, shouldn't have rachmanis on him. Your biggest rachmanis. You see an individual with special needs, they can't function. That should be your biggest rachmanis. Zokta Stipler. Va'advorim tzrichim biyu godl. Hare afilu al behemo bal chai mitzvi l'rachim olo. You have to have rachmanis on a rat. I've trained myself over the years to have rachmanis on animals. As I told Oyla many times, I couldn't watch the man. I trained myself. It's not just natural. I couldn't watch those mice traps. So they have the mice traps that poof, the mice is gone. The mouse goes on and it's a misas neshikir. It's gone. Then they have the glue mouse traps. The mouse goes and gets stuck to it in all different parts of its body. I don't want to, before breakfast, get too graphic. I couldn't watch. So I think the Rebbetzin may still have a picture. She once had one in the kitchen. We chapped the mouse. And I took the trap and I cut the trap off. I took the mouse outside. Put on a pair of gloves, and I cut the trap off the mouse. And the mouse ran away with, like, shoes. It had four shoes. The parts of the trap that was connected. I said, finished. So I quoted then to the Rebbetzin this Gemara that the Stipler brings over here. Omer Rav La'am say, Shavkev, Rachma Volko Masav. On a rat, you have to have Rachmanis. Frek the Stipler. So you have a Bosser of a Dom, and they have no Das? No. Not only you don't have to, you should have to have a chiv to have rachmanis on them. Also l'rachim olav. Zok the Stipler, listen what he says. V'nirim b'zeh b'ezras Hashem. Sheyesh b'zeh geder amitiyu. Shnei gedorim amitiyim. He says, rachmanis doesn't mean what the Torah obligates you to have. That's not rachmanis. He says, ma shechayvosei Torah litein, ein zeh rachmanis. Somebody says, oh, I give a lot of stock, I have a lot of rachmanis. You know rachmanis? That you're chayiv to do. You're obligated. Zokhtu Stipler, im Hashem Saveh, the prikutine, ain't a oysen nikum rachim, el oysen mitzvos. That's not rachmanis. If you do what you have to do, that's not rachmanis. You have to do that. So when you give stock, it's not rachmanis. You have to do that. That's not rachmanis. He says, Shavade Chayov Masos came. Vizel Cholodom. Fafil Mishem Bedea. Fafil Balmidis Koshes Vogois. He says, but then, Masha Noisin Lefnimishus Hadin. When you do a favor that you're not Machuyev to do, that's Rachmanis. That's Rachmanis. That you do because you have Rachmanis on the person. That's Rachmanis. So when the Gemara Sanhedrin says Rachmanis, number one, Zok the Stipel of Das Devisen Zayin, the Gemara is not talking what you're Mechuyev to do. Whoever this person is, no Das, the Gemara doesn't mean don't do Hashavas Aveda. The Gemara doesn't mean that if he's an Oni, you shouldn't give him food. That you're Mechuyev to do. Das is Nisht Rachmanis. That is what you have to do. So what is the Gemara talking about? With the Mishra Sadeh. Okay. Still doesn't answer the cash. Have Rachmanis. Zok the Stipler. Mi shein beidas loy lo toiva v loy lo rock going yelled. Mitzvi gedoy lo lo hate vi mayol rachim. A person has no das, it's a big mitzvah. More, he shall more Rachmanis on him. He says, Agimora medaberes mi shein beidas veregesh lo hakil toiva lo mativi mimoy. Somebody who not makatev. He doesn't recognize the good. A person like that, if you do for them favors that you're not mechuyev to do, you're doing an avula to them. Who boy begaivu boys are marachmal kamel zok tazarei. The tachas lahakatev is adarabe. Mimela, when you do a toiva, a rachmanis, to somebody who's not makir toiv, you are strengthening their bad midah. You're strengthening their kfiyas ha-toiva, and the mele also to do also the rachmanis, because the rachmanis is nishtob rachmanis. As Zok the Stipler. Because the worst thing is somebody who lives without a karas ha-toiv. And I tell this to parents. If you have a kid, when the kid nemt, and takes, and takes, and takes, he says, I have Rachmanis on my kid. The Rachmanis is not the Rachmanis. That's Zok the Stipler. You're being mechazik kfiyas ha-toiva. And that's the worst quality for a person to have. The worst quality for a person to have is to be kofri toiva. Kofri toiva is basically the ganze ruchnius is down the tubes. As I Zok the Helik is Stipler. That's the pshat. And that's the mitzvah bikurim. And since the whole world, like the Ramban says, Bekama Mekoymas is, Lenivra Oilom Elo, the Rebbeinu wants that we should be Moida Loyal Chasodov, Memeila is Bishvil Bikurim. It's not the actual mitzvah of Bikurim. It's the Yisoid of Bikurim. Without a Koras HaTov, there's no Tachlos HaBriya. And Chas V'Shalom, this Jew that I'm not going to stand up and he's not going to bring Bikurim, it's felt like Ganze Torah is going to film. He's going to be missing everything. That's why they were so medactic on the Mevi'ah Bikurim. That's the chashivas of the Mevi'ah Bikurim. That's the Yisoid Adov. That is the Yisoid Adov. And that's why the biggest vidui is the vidui that we find by Bikurim. Everybody asks why it's called vidui. Why is it vidui? Because really, what's vidui and chet? The vidui and chet is Boishti v'nechlamti. What is vidui? The Rambam says, vidui is your embarrassment. Acknowledging your embarrassment. What are you embarrassed of? What's the embarrassment? What's embarrassing? Why is a chet, why is it embarrassing? What's embarrassing? The embarrassing is, because if somebody saved your life, and you did an avla, and then you were confronted by them, and they said, hey, I gave you a kidney. You know, you were dying in the hospital. I gave you a kidney, and now you did a avla to me? What are you going to feel? It's the biggest embarrassment. Boishti v'nechlamti. The guy gave you a kidney. I saved your life. And you do me an avla? That's the busha. This is boishti v'nechlamti. So I wanted to say that when somebody brings bikurim, it's not gemolt that you don't have a busha on your avodas Hashem. It's not gemolt. When you acknowledge that the world is the Eibishter's, that automatically makes you feel the overwhelming feeling of what vidui is. It's not possible for it not to. You're not really bringing bikurim, I say. And b'meil, that's why some rishonim held from each field it's once, because you're not being matter the field. You're training yourself. You're training yourself. So that spitz feeling, this field I just got and my first fruit, I'm training myself, my perspective. I'm being matter myself. It's not matter the field. That's why it's not a din. It's not a din on every season. It's not even a din once a year. That's the pshat of those rishayim. That's the yisrael of mitzvahs b'kor. That's the yisrael adol. And that's why the ganze welt is never mitzvah. And if we fix this nekuda, it mamish affects everything. Everything, your whole life gets affected. And I want you to know, Rabbi Isai, by ruchnius, it's also like that. Even ruchnius you have to feel. It's not yours. They say over from the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon said that the Lashon Arvus is from Lashon sweet, orev. Something is sweet. So the Gaon said that if a person doesn't have Arvus, it means that they don't recognize that their ruchnius is not theirs either. Because I worry about my ruchnius. Yen's ruchnius is not my business. Your ruchnius is also not yours. Just like your gashmius is not yours, your ruchnius is not yours. Memele, somebody who feels meshubet to Yen's ruchnius, means he understands that his ruchnius doesn't belong to him. His own ruchnius is orev. The harav na Hashem alekenu is divrei serosko befinu ufias kol amcha beis Yisrael. The arvus comes when a person feels it's not just mine; it's nisht mine. The orach lener holds that the birch hatorah that we make in the morning, which is the raisa, it's not only going on Torah. It's a listen to this. It's a the birch hamitzvah is really the raisa. Birch hatorah is kol all mitzvahs. He holds you're not allowed to do a mitzvah before you make birch hatorah. He says, you can't shake lulav before you make birch hatorah. As I said, the Bikurei Yankiv. The birch hatorah be'etzem is an umbrella bracha klolus of Torah or mitzvah yisehel. Birch hatorah. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah before birch hatorah. Yeah? A mitzvah aseh. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah aseh before birch hatorah because the birch hatorah is kolo Torah or mitzvah yisehel. That means my ruchnius is not mine. Even my ruchnius is not mine. Everything is the Rabbanu Shalom. Everything that I have is belongs to Beneilu. That's the Yisrael. And if you live your life like that, it's the end of the world. You're living a different life. Everything in your life will be blessed. And I always say, and I tell this to the Olam all the time, I just don't say the name of the hotel, even though people probably know. I always tell the Olam that when you, not only is this the Yisrael of Ruchnius, this is the Yisrael from Al's thing, like the Al Sheikh is saying, this is the yesod of everything. It's the most blessed way of living, even in Gashmis. Because you're so happy. You're happy, Pashat. When you view life, everything Hashem is giving you is a gift, you're so happy. When you don't have that, no matter what Hashem gives you, it's not enough. If you view everything, Hamatonah from Bereelam. That's why I said by Bikurim, The Ashirim bring in the Kosher Shal Kesef Zov. The Aniim bring Besalei Netzalim. Frech the Teisus Yomtev in Bikurim. Teisus Yomtev is the Kasha. Haytochen. The Gemara says in Moed Kotten. Even Tachrichim. Even after you're dead, we make everybody equal. So it shouldn't be a psa, psa, psa. Right? Even after you're dead, everything is equal. Lachem Evesim, everything's equal. That's how makbid they were. That people shouldn't be embarrassed. The relatives shouldn't be embarrassed. Be afraid to bury their relatives. So they made everybody equal. Frech the Tesis Yomtev and Bikurim. Dafka not like that. The Mishnah says the rich people bring in gold and silver. The poor people bring salad. It's almost a tzachta. That's as if it's sure a terrorist. But the cash is a bomb. Tesis Yomtev is the cash. So I always say push the terrorist. I always push it. So the pshat is competition is only Shaykh Kolzman. It's not crystal clear to you that everything's a matana from the Hebrew. So matana from the Eibishter, what does everybody become? V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv, asher nosan l'cha Hashem l'ikach. If you know it's a gift, and I gave a marshal. My wife went to one of the first Chinese auctions in Muncie, right after we got married. It was Beis Mikra, the old Beis Mikra, before they even had this building. The old Beis Mikra. They made a Chinese auction. The ganze Chinese auction, today Chinese auctions, it's unbelievable. Chinese auction then, it's garnished. There was one thing there, you could win a Shabbos in a hotel. The Rebbetzin won a Shabbos in a hotel. She came home. Rabbi Yisai, she gave in Yehudim, or he saw Oiro, v'simcho, v'sosei v'iko. Came to Yelona. It was mamish. The Rebbetzin and I then, we couldn't dream about going away for a hotel. We lived there. B'tzimtzum she'en kumoyu. When we first got married. B'tzimtzum she'en kumoyu. We were mamish elated. Elated. Anyway, we went for a Shabbos. This hotel was kosher for sukkah. K'shamim yodim l'secha filim. It was kosher for sukkah. Yeah. The Rebbetzin and I went, we spent Shabbos there. It doesn't matter which hotel, it's not even around anymore, all of our shalom. And we spent Shabbos there. And the whole Shabbos people were complaining. Me'erei Shabbat Gimiris. So given our Shabbos, listening to it, oh, look, it's a tzitzachim. What's with your bathroom? And complaining about the bathroom. Don't say given the ganze Shabbos, listening to it. The Rebbetzin and I had a gewaldige Shabbos. We loved it. We had a great, great time. It was gewaldig. Takala yudu moisayach. The car on the way back, once a Shabbos. I told the Rebbetzin, you know, it's not pshat that we're such happy people. We are, Baruch Hashem, but it's not the pshat. We're so much better than everybody over there. What's pshat that we had a great time? Everybody was kvetching the whole Shabbos. It's very pasha. Everybody there paid $250 for Shabbos. I think that's what they charged them. It's a pretty big joke, but that's what they charged. $250 for a couple for Shabbos. $250. Every minute of Shabbos, they were thinking, I didn't pay for this. I wanted a five-star hotel. I didn't want a hotel where you see the stars from inside. You remember you could see the kachom? That's not what I paid for. If the ganze Shabbos given, I bought something and I didn't get what I bought, right? We had one shift. We won the Shabbos. Matunski gem da Shabbos. Samatone. Amatone is gewaldig. It was a gift. The potato kugel was a gift. We weren't asking where's the yaptrick. We got a potato kugel. Gewaldig. Yannick is up $250, I don't get yaptrick. First with the chowin. Ashtik flesh, a piece of meat. The kiddush is sponge cake. What's the sachto? I paid $250. That perspective made a difference between La Yehuda Moisa Oiro or Havoir Shushan Avoicho. We were in the same city. Me and these people were in the same city. Bazei given Voir Shushan Avoicho. And by me and the Rebbetzin, he given, and it's not because we're so happy. We rather are happy people. But that's not why. It's because we won the Shabbos. We won the Shabbos. Rabbi Bodenheim, thank you, Rabbi Bodenheim, for having a Chinese auction. And we won this gewaldige Shabbos. Bikurim, you come with your basket. You come with that dos which the Eibushter gave you. That's the climax of Bikurim. That's the Yisraelat. If you have this midah, you have everything. And if you don't have this midah, you have nothing. That's how critical it is. Yerotzon, we should all be zeicher to conquer this midah. Agud Shabbat. The stipends are powerful for us. Uh-huh.